And now we'll cross the bay to Berkeley for our final story. The Youth Musical Theater Company is a nonprofit that trains students of all ages from around the Bay Area. Its latest production is Ragtime. That's a musical that weaves together three distinctly American tales. KLW's Carolina Hidalgo has the story behind the stories.
The Julia Morgan Center for the Arts is a rustic theater built in 1910 with 328 old-fashioned seats and high wooden beams. Not exactly the kind of place you'd expect to see a spirited performance from a troupe of teens, but that's what's happening there right now.
There's something about the combination of theater and live music that is really thrilling to young people.
Jennifer Bosing is artistic director of the Youth Musical Theatre Company.
So they're experiencing what it's like to be inside of a professional production without actually being in a professional production.
Not yet, anyway.
The people who are working with them, the directors and designers, are all educators as well. So we're all really passionate about their learning experience. And we demand excellence. We audition students from all over the Bay Area. We train them as we work with them.
We never write. We eat that baseball. The worst we ever said would be
The troupe's current performance is an epic American story, Ragtime. It's about an upper-class housewife who yearns for excitement, a Jewish immigrant struggling against poverty, and a Harlem musician wooing the mother of his child.
People ask all the time, why are you doing such an intense show that deals with all these very hard, complex issues? The answer is that, they are so ready for it and passionate about it.
Luna Lewis, a 15-year-old actress from Berkeley, plays Sarah, an African-American washwoman working in a white neighborhood.
I think that I identify with her mostly because she has this kind of built-up energy, I feel like. And I feel like the energy comes from family history, comes from dealing with family, her family. I think it comes from dealing with being African-American, dealing with being a woman. And I think that I deal with a lot of those.
For Lewis, as for the other young performers, the company provides a real challenge and real fulfillment. Artistic director Jennifer Bosing says even the mature subject matter resonates with the real world.
And we'll invite the whole cast to talk about this play. What does it mean to you? What's it about? Why do it now? What's relevant? And amazingly, really across the board, the cast had a lot of things to say, but really right away said that it resonated very deeply for them in the Occupy movement. When the students said, it's exactly the same, it's exactly the same. The discrepancy between the rich and the poor is so intense. It's just like it was.
If there's such a thing as justice, let me help you find your justice.
The Youth Musical Theater Company actually carries ties to the 99% movement.
This show really, really reaches out to all of the groups.
Again, actress Luna Lewis.
To women, to African-Americans, to immigrants, different immigrants, and even to people who don't really necessarily feel like they have a place. I think it really does kind of give them an ideal, like a perspective on something, whatever that may be.
It's a perspective conveyed here, and conveyed with depth and meaning, by a new generation. It's part of the purpose of the Youth Musical Theatre Company, many of whose graduates go on to study the arts at conservatories around the world, adding to a century-old tradition in a little wooden theatre in Berkeley. For Crash Currents, I'm Carolina Hidalgo.